We've got a great guest, an All-American football player here at the University of Missouri who played for both Alana Frio and Warren Powers, spent several years in the NFL, and is now the color analyst for the Mizzou radio broadcast. Let's welcome Howard Richards. I want to ask you about the very first game with Coach Powers here, because it obviously is one of the most memorable games in Tiger football history, and probably especially for you, going to South Bend, beating Notre Dame 3-0 right out of their national championship in 77.
So I just remember flying in. We kind of circled around. You can see the Golden Dome, and just kind of got kind of goosebumps flying in there. And maybe it was a game that we shouldn't have won, but we somehow pulled out a 3-0 victory, you know, and we didn't show much on offense, but our defense, man, shutting down Joe Montana and flying back to Columbia and learning that the goalposts had been torn down and paraded through the city. How do you go from playing high school football the year before to this experience?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the greatest thing in the world.
Our guest today, Brendan Steenbergen. He is working on a book, Undefeated, The Blood, Pride, and Lies on the Road to Champions. But as we go through the season and talk about this 1960 Missouri football team, at the early part of the season, what do you look at and maybe see as a point at which people are going to start realizing, wow, this is really a great team?
Going into the 1960 season, they weren't ranked, and and so they didn't really get on the radar until they came to Penn State. And the reason that that game was valuable was that Dan LaRose was had a fantastic game. They played both ways at that time, and he played great on both sides of the ball. And also the media, national media, was in Pennsylvania. They were actually in Pittsburgh for the World Series because the Yankees and the Pirates were playing a great historic World Series. And then after that game, they went to Colorado to play Air Force, and they had another great game. And then some of the West Coast media noticed Missouri. So those two games really launched Missouri and got them to become a top 10 ranked team and on the radar in college football world.
And we've got a fun one today. Lorraine Ferrett joins us. She played basketball for Coach Joanne Rutherford here at Mizzou. You were an Ohio kid. Tell me the story about how you started getting interested in maybe coming to the University of Missouri. That's quite a trip.
I really was kind of frustrated. There's a story behind Ohio State that I attended Ohio State camp, and I later on found out from some players from OSU that the coach said I'd never amount to be anything, so she didn't recruit me. Just someday you'll have an opportunity. We ended up playing Ohio State my freshman year at the University of Missouri, and it's still the worst defeat in history. We beat them 95-59.
Nice. He served as the athletic director from 1998 until just a couple of years ago. Mike Alden is with us. And did your experience with the way things ended up with Coach Snyder and with Coach Pinkel kind of color the way you looked at this is the type of coach I want to go for in future hires?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's a great observation on your part, and it is. And with me, I think you learn. You know, we all learn as we go along, and you learn as you go along. And so based upon when you look back at that original hire that you first make, you know, what were those qualities and characteristics that you really think are critically important towards what we're trying to do? And so for me, it became, well, we've got to make sure we have a person that is a disciplined program person, but also disciplined in their life and different things that they try to do, that they're very consistent, that there's a character component of this. So if you kind of crossed over with that, really, as I think about it now that you're mentioning that, and I think about Wayne and Susan Krecklow, and I think about Aaron Earlywine, and I think about Robin Pinchton, on and on, then you'll see there's probably a consistent theme with the same type of characteristics that we've seen in Gary Pinkel.